Speaking of alphas.
Oh boy, here we go.
Back to school security. Of course, one of the, since we obviously can't restrict the sale or use of firearms in this country.
Oh my God, no.
The thing we have to do now, we have to do something, and the thing that that at least Trump is the idea of arming teachers, right? This is going to be our solution, is to arm teachers. And one of the, this is just an interesting way. This was one of my favorite things he said recently, but it's sort of indicative of the way his mind works. I'm just going to read here. It says, President Donald Trump on Thursday insisted that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly could personally stop any school shooting if he were a teacher armed with a gun. At a roundtable discussion about school violence, Trump noted Kelly was a four-star general and a, quote, tough cookie. If he was a teacher, I would...
Well, and by the way, a tough cookie does cancel out a sick puppy. If you've ever played that game, that is how that works.
If he was a teacher, I wouldn't mind him having a gun, the president said, because I guarantee you he can use it better than anybody. There's not security guard that you're going to hire that's going to handle a gun better than him. So if he's a teacher and other friends of his from the Marines are teaching or other people like that, you want to give them a gun. But almost more importantly, nobody's going to attack that school, he continued, because they know General Kelly is the history teacher.
The 70-year-old man who sits down all day, John.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Because they know General Kelly is the history teacher. He's teaching about how we win wars, okay? And he's got a concealed weapon. But they're going to know he's got a concealed weapon because we will tell them that the bullets are going to be flying in the other direction.
So that the key is to get... four-star Marine generals and former DHS secretaries to just be history teachers in America.
In public schools.
Elvin York in every school.
His tone talking about General Kelly, he sounds like a cheerleader talking about her quarterback boyfriend.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. If you want to make sure, when they give him the ball, forget it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just have the whole district try to defend him. He's going to run right through. He's huge,
yeah.
That guy. But also, he also keeps saying... I didn't say arm all the teachers,
uh-huh.
Just a couple of them. So in order to stop the shoot, the guy would have to go into the specific classroom where the armed teacher is, because he's talking about this will stop them from ever happening.
Yeah.
But all you got to do if you're a crazy, I mean, that's...
No, but he would see them coming and just... Quick
how? Would he,
because they're superheroes.
Into Marine vision.
It's almost like we live in a country where half of the fucking... art, half of the popular culture,
yeah,
is depictions of hyper-competent violence,
yes,
carried out with ease by people. And then you watch that and you're like, yeah, that's how it goes. Everyone, it's like a guy, yeah, with a gun is John Wick, not just a guy, right, with a gun.
Oh, my.
We can't process the difference. I mean, that's the thing. We are so dissociated from reality. Like, Midwesterners, you know, my people,
yeah,
pride themselves on values like being humble and soft-spoken, their ability to sniff out a phony, and they worship this flouncing New York fancy lad who can only say his own name.
Right.
And they can't see the phoniness to him. They can't see him, this gelatinous cube of ego, and go, oh, if a guy had a gun, he would just shit himself. He would dissolve into a puddle.
Yeah,
he would be like fucking Greg Stilson in the dead,
yes,
zone and grab one of the kids and put it in front of him.
Yeah, the striped tiger.
If you can't recognize that, if you can't look at him and know that immediately.
Yeah, the blue tiger,
man. Your entire, not only... You don't even have the values that you convinced yourself you do. Like, you don't even really like the things you think you like. You only like the idea of liking those things. What you really have is cultural grievance, and you worship anyone who will exemplify it and punish the people you don't like.
But if we just get a teachers in there and with Klebold sense and sense it coming, get those guns out and start...